Matt Jones is here to tell us what's coming up next on Overtime. I'm assuming there will be a little draft talk for you guys.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to have a deal. There's 23 players going to the green room.
Okay.
And now, you know, they only do the first round now. They're not doing two rounds. So
right.
Which of those 23 are not going to get drafted?
That's pretty awkward.
Be a couple, that's a lot.
Last. Awkward.
But they'll stay in New York tonight and they'll come back and be there tomorrow. But still, you're right. What a terrible deal. Now, where did you watch the draft?
With my family at the
Did
house.
You expect to go first round? Were you getting feedback?
My feedback was anywhere from around maybe 25 to 45. So late first, early second was kind of what was supposed to happen.
So when 21 came up, you weren't even...
That was earlier than expected, yeah. And
were you
I watching? Was third on their board. They were going to take the right tackle from Florida State that I believe St. Louis took, or they were going to take David Pollack, the DN. So I was their third, and they just kind of went right before me, right around there.
Mm-hmm.
Got lucky. But, yeah, we were watching them.
Just think if you and David Pollack could switch positions, maybe you'd be on ESPN now.
I don't know.
It's a great training ground. You'll be on ESPN before it's over, I'm sure.
I doubt it. We'll have Danny West also, little Hog Sports.
That's good. Well, we got Razorback baseball this weekend. We're keeping an eye, of course, on where all the guys go. I don't necessarily anticipate any Razorbacks being drafted today. That would be a great surprise.
The first Arkansas player to get drafted will be the right or left tackle at UAPB.
Yeah,
so
right.
So it won't even be a Razorback is what they're saying.
Right.
And I think Tyler will go no later than the second round.
You do?
I think he will, but...
Well, Herm Edwards was on the morning show today, and there's clips in the system if you guys want to play some of that. I thought it was really good. But he had an interesting point. He said, if somebody takes a quarterback earlier than expected, watch for maybe a run on quarterbacks, and then that, of course, benefits everybody.
That's the thing. It just depends because you've seen Geno Smith in some mock drafts go number two.
Right.
Then you've seen him in some go 28.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that would really help. I saw something today on ESPN that he thinks three quarterbacks – will be drafted tonight in the first round. And
really?
If that's the case, Tyler will definitely go in the second round.
What did you do on draft night? Did you celebrate?
I had to catch a 6 o'clock plane ride for the media deal because their
in
first round pick does that. So I had to do that. So I didn't really do anything.
They play private?
No.
Jacksonville. No. Come on, man.
A lot of fun, though.
Well, I bet. Lots of good memories. I can't imagine. I mean, you start out and you're like, wow. Your whole world's ahead of you. It's exciting. I mean, that's got to be thrilling.
It's funny because Jacksonville was the very first team to come work me out after the combine. Not one more word after that. The morning of the draft, San Francisco called me, Cleveland called me. You know, a couple teams call. You're thinking, okay. And San Francisco had, I believe, the first pick in the second round, some of those teams. So
sneaky Jaguars. Overtime's coming up next with Matt Jones, who may or may not have beaten Trey Shepard.
Are you?